Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. Happy Monday and welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. You know how we are, totally unplugged on this beautiful and incredible Monday evening. Super excited to be hanging out with you guys here on the Cave Radio Show. Really excited. I'm sorry, on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, I'm part of too many radio shows. I looked over at T. Smiley and said the Cave Radio Show, the Kia D Unplugged Radio Show. But that was a great plug to talk about the Cave Radio Show. If you're a man, a caveman, want to be a caveman, want to be a part of some great conversation, make sure you check out T. Smiley every single Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. What up, T. Smiley?
What up? Yes, this your boy T. Smiley. Like she said, I was about to say thanks for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show. But it is the Kid D Unplugged Show,
yes.
And this is your boy T. Smiley right here with Miss Kid D.
Yes.
Welcome. Happy Monday, everybody. Glad you all are here and ready to unplug and unwind with us right here on the Kid D Unplugged Show.
Yeah. Check us out everywhere, all over social media, and you can check us out at We Talk Radio Network. Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it. We are absolutely everywhere. So, and YouTube, definitely go to our YouTube page and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, hit everything, even make some comments, but definitely hit the notification bell and the subscribe button because we want you to be notified whenever we upload new videos. Thank you to our extraordinary team who continues to hold it down week after week after week. A part of that team is like an extended family, right? We've got people that send us amazing referrals, and one of those incredible people is a man by the name of Craig Speck. Now, Mr. Craig Speck has been a guest several times on We Talk Radio Network. And he literally is a jack of all trades, but one of his incredible trades is insurance. He does everything insurance and everything transportation. He knows all about insurance and on every level and all about transportation on every level. He's written several books, well-versed. He is incredible. But he also is an extraordinary networker, and he knows how to connect amazing people together. One of those amazing people that he has connected me with is an amazing young lady. She's an author, and she does so many incredible things. She's got a powerful, powerful testimony. We could call it a story. I'm saying it's a testimony because that's exactly what it is, a powerful one. And we're going to talk about her testimony here today on the Kia D Unplugged Show. I know y'all are tuned in from around the globe, and I want to say thank you from whatever city, state, cove, street, block, wherever you at, wherever you be, wherever you tuned in at tonight, I just want to say thank you. We appreciate it. We've got some great information coming tonight, amazing conversation, extraordinary music. You know how we do every Monday night. If this is your first time, welcome. to the Kia D Unplugged show. We love having you here. You're a family when you come, okay? So don't go anywhere. This beautiful and amazing guest, author Regina Turner, will be with us momentarily. Do not go anywhere. She, I'm telling you, is going down right here on the Kia D Unplugged show. You're going to be wowed by her. So keep tuning in and keep making We Talk Radio Network your number one listening station, and we'll keep bringing you the best of the best. That's right. Every Monday night right here on Kia D Unplugged on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I
welcome back to the Tia B Unplugged Show right here on this beautiful Monday night. I'm super excited to be hanging out with you tonight. Check us out every single day of the week. We've got some amazing things happening at We Talk Radio Network. And you can find us at www.wetalkradio.com. I know I don't have to say that www part anymore, but I literally, I've been saying that since the inception of www, okay? It's a habit now. I don't know how to not say it. Listen. It's exciting, exciting. We have fun here at We Talk Radio Network. Again, check us out on our other shows every single day of the week. Actually, not every day now, but starting soon, we'll have more shows coming back every day of the week. But Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays, coming soon again on Fridays, Friday Night Hype with DB. Our college show will be coming back. So we've got a lot of incredible things that are happening on the network. So just check us out. And a lot of incredible people that we are connected to and attached to. And that includes a beautiful young lady that I'm excited to have on the show tonight. She is the CEO of RL Managerial Company. She is has a beautiful, beautiful family, and she is blessed at beyond measure and extremely grateful for all the things that God is doing in her life. And guess what? She's had to do some things to discover, you know, all of the major things God has done in her life. She's had to go through some things, including she is the author of a book called I Can't Handle This by Myself. And it's a true life story where her testimony talks about the true story of how the devil will use people you are close to in order to destroy you. T. Smiley, we both know about that, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do, yes.
We do. She says, when you are already so weak, the devil will harm you while you are down. We're going to talk about her struggles and some of the things she's gone through, how she got to this place she is today. Please help me welcome the beautiful and incredible Regina Turner. Oh, yes. How are you, Queen? How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here. We are super excited to talk about your incredibleness, the journey, your family, all of the blessings, because, of course, the journey, it has highs and lows. We want to definitely talk about the highs, too. Your incredible and amazing family, but all that good stuff. First, we want to say, again, thank you and welcome. And tell us all about you, how you started, where it started, all that good stuff.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm of course, in my book is titled I Can't Handle It by Myself. And the reason why it's titled that, I was in a house fire January 2018. I had a house fire. It was a total loss. And in that fire, I lost a loved one in that fire also. And through that time, going through everything I was going through, the devil was so busy just using any and everybody he could to just keep me down. I went through counseling through that time. It was just a time of loneliness, sadness. I was ashamed. It was just so much I was going through at that time, and nobody but God brought me through that. And so I just wanted to share my story with the world, because my story, I pray that it will help someone else. Because these days and time, you don't know what people are going through, what ways they're suffering. And so through my story and how I got through it, I say, well, I'm going to put this in writing, and prayerfully this story will help somebody else get through a hard and tough time in their life, because I had to go through it. And this is a true life story. Everything in this book, exactly what happened, and then some. The second book that I have coming out is going to be the icing on the cake, because a lot of questions that people have about this book, it will answer their questions in the second book. So I'm looking forward to that book. But God brought me through a tough time in my life, and it was only Him. I only had Him to lean on, And through that time, God showed me who I already knew who he was. I grew up in the church from a kid on, grew up in a family that, you know, we were in church Monday night, Ursha practice, Wednesday night Bible study. So we was in church all through the week, choir rehearsal Thursday night, Sunday morning, you go on to Sunday school, and then you go on to church at 1 o'clock, and then you're going back at 3 o'clock, and then you're going back to BTU at 6 o'clock. So
BTU, baby, that's
that,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So I grew up in a family where that's what we, you know, we always went to church. I mean, it was all about church. My grandmother was, you know, she was in church. She was my grandfather was a deacon. My grandmother was a deaconess. My mom that raised me, she was a deaconess. My father that raised me, he was a deacon. So I grew up in the church. I knew all about God, but through this, I learned exactly the power that God has and what he can do in your life if you just adhere and listen to him and follow his guide. So I grew closer to God then, because going through this, I just say, well, I can't handle this by myself. God, I need you to step up and take the way and take the wheel and drive me, because I can't do this. It was so many mornings I couldn't even get up out the bed, I thought. But then God showed me, through me you can do all things. And took that and I ran with it. And ever since then I've been moving forward, because at first it was a struggle. It was a hard struggle. But I had to learn at a late age that you cannot do some things you can't do by yourself without God. You can have all the people around you that's praying, but still you got to know God for yourself. And through this, I learned a different version of God that I hadn't accepted until this house fire in 2018 in January.
She said, until I hadn't accepted it. She said, I learned a different level I didn't even accept until, wow, that was powerful right there. Honest. That's
but
true. That's let me tell you something. That's transparency at its finest. When
yes,
you can
ma'am.
Get to a point of brokenness like that, and
yes, ma'am.
Still real that you know, all your life you knew God. You know what I'm saying? Still realize I didn't even tip the iceberg on who God was until I went through this.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
The power that he has. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Right. That's powerful, sister. That's powerful, sister. For those of y'all who are just tuning in, I have got a powerhouse on the line with me tonight. She is the CEO of RL Managerial Company and also the author of an incredible book entitled I Can't Handle This By Myself. That's her first book. We're going to talk about book number two here in just a second. But book number one, for those of you who are just tuning in, she talked about the experience of a house fire and lose in January of 2018, and her having to lose a loved one and during that process, and the time of loneliness and sadness that she spent, and how God was able to bring her through those things. And for those of you who are tuned in tonight, think about all the things that you've experienced and how, man, you were down, man, and you couldn't figure out how you got out. It was God. You might not want to acknowledge it. Some of you do. Some of you don't. But it was God. And this book, you definitely need to get your hands on it. It will definitely show you how going through something, how God will truly, truly bring you through. Do you mind sharing, if you don't mind, and I know you mentioned in January of 2018 that you lost a loved one in a house fire. In January of 2014, I also lost a loved one in a house fire. On January the 3rd, actually, 2018. It was my father. I'm sorry, 2014. January 3rd, 2014. Sorry. I lost my dad in the house fire. Do you mind sharing the date in January?
Yes, it was January the 6th.
January 6th.
Just a few days when after the year came in. It was January the 6th. Yes, ma'am. It was on a Sunday, January the 6th, 2018. It was on a Sunday, and that was a trying, very trying day for me. Little did I know it was going to be more days to come. And as I said, if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I would be right now, because it was only his mercy and grace that brought me through it.
Amen. Amen. You know, as you as we know, we do have a lot of people that are tuned in, you know, listening tonight, and they are definitely, some of them are hurting. They're in a place right now, and they're in the middle of that battle, right? You know, they're still going through it, and I can tell you right now, you know, for me, I still go through it sometimes. I don't know for you, even
right.
though it happened in 2018. I'm sure there are things you still go through. You know, what are some encouraging words that you can give to those who are listening who may be in the middle of that battle? You know, they haven't quite gotten to the place of that acceptance that, man, you know what, man, God, they may know who God is, but they just haven't gotten to the realization that God is going to see them through this. And they're at a crossroad right now. You know, what would you say, what are some of the things that you went through, excuse me, not went through, what are some of the things that you did in order to keep going through and keep moving every single day?
Yes, I tell you, God first. Put him first in everything you do. And even today, and I made an error because I said January 6, 2018, but it was January the 7th, 2018, because even today, around that time, when no matter what month, around the 7th of the month, I start feeling, having this lonely, sad feeling. I get sad. But only God can bring you through. And always remember, you can't do anything unless you hold on to God. And God will lead you through and guide you through any and everything that you have to face in life. And like I say, every month around the same time of the month, I have these lonely, sad, I just get lonely and I just get sad. And it's all, and I start thinking about the high fire. So no matter what you're going through today, always know that God is always present, even at your weakest. And while the devil is trying to kick you like he did me and keep you down and stomp you and everything else, because he did everything, trust me. He did everything remotely possible through loved ones, every way he could get to me, he tried it. But then when I grabbed God's hand and I held on and I clenched tight and I didn't let go, the devil, he couldn't win that battle. But if I would have just left it just me, I'm trying to fight this battle by myself, I don't know where I would be today. But when I knew I can't fight this battle by myself, I can't handle this by myself, I need God. And when I started realizing that, that's when I was able to hold my hand up and reach up and grab God's hand and hold on tight so that I can stand and not fall. So if you hold, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, whether it's a job loss, a family loss, no matter what it is, children acting up, husband acting up, wives acting up, no matter what it is, if you hold on to God, God will see you through any and everything that you have to go through in life. I'm a living witness. I can tell you from experience, he will see you through it. He will carry you through it. Just like that saying, say, footsteps in the sand. I didn't know what to do or who was, but God was always there. I looked down and the footsteps was in the sand. It was God. He was carrying me. He was walking behind me. He was walking on the side of me. He was walking all around me because the devil was going every which way he could go. But God was right there. He didn't let me down. God would never let you down. God would always be there. And if you remember that, and if you hold on to God, and if you just ask God, just help me. I can't do this by myself. God will be there. He won't ever let you down. That's one somebody would never, ever let you down.
That is absolutely 100% accurate. For those of you who are hurting and trying to figure it out, that is 100% accurate. Ms. Regina, let me ask you this question. For those who are non-believers, right? Those who don't know how to call out to God, though they've never done it. What would you say to them for those who don't know how to reach out to God's hand? I'm not saying they need to know how to get there. You see what I'm saying? We can tell them all day to reach out. How do they actually get there when they're in the middle of this process and they're in the middle of hurting so bad? What did you do? You know, though, it's like it's hard for people who grew up in church to, you know, because we know. But what do we do to those who don't know? How do we talk to those who don't know? What do we say to them?
Those that don't know, get yourself around positive people. Get yourself around positive people. When you thinking negative and you thinking wrong, read the word or read something positive so that you can start thinking, because the devil works through us through our mind. He works through us through our mind. So a lot of you, the devil is saying, a lot of you that was believers, that's not believers now, or that just see situations happen in other families or other situations on the news or whatever, or even in person, and you feel like it's no God. It's a God. It's a God. I'm a living witness. I can tell you for myself, I've witnessed this. It's a God, and God is there no matter what. Stay around positive people. Read positive things. Don't allow nothing negative to go in your ear, even if you don't know God. So you don't know which way to turn. If you call his name, if you don't know how to call his name, just think positive. Just say, I need help. Just acknowledge it and admit it. You ain't got to go to somebody else and do it. You can be in the privacy of your home, in the privacy on your job, in your office, or wherever you work, your workplace, your home, your car. And just admit that you need help. And when you're sincere and you coming for help, God is going to be there. Because if you're struggling with who God is, God know you're struggling. He know you better than you know yourself. So just admit and acknowledge, I need help. And if you need help and you truly want help, God will step up. And he will put somebody either there or he will show you something. Because God knows how to get our attention. So just ask or just say, I need help. Have mercy on me. God help me. You know, for me, I said, God help me, because I know God. But for you that may not know God, may not understand this journey, we all have to cross some journey sometimes we don't understand. I'm a believer. God has done miracles in my family. God had, he has stepped up in all time. I've seen it. But when I went through this, it seemed like it was just me, all by myself. But I said, God, I need help. I can't handle this by myself. And God stepped up, and God started putting things into place, showing me things, giving me strength. And if you don't believe, just simply say, I need help. Just acknowledge it. You don't even have to say it out loud. Just in your mind. Just in your mind, just thinking, I need help. I need help. I need some. If you don't want to call on him, just say, I need help. And God know, he know what you're thinking. He know us. He created us. He know everything about us. Get close to somebody that knows the word. Get close to somebody that's those that are unbelievers or don't know. Get close to somebody, people that are positive. Positive people that are doing positive things. It's so many people in the world today, they so negative, they so ugly, they talk ugly, they act ugly. You got all these different spirits around you. Get around some spirits that's positive spirits. Trust me, if you get around some positive spirits, just like they say, bad spirits fall on you, those positive spirits will too. So get yourself around some people that are positive and think positive thoughts, because the devil will try to trickle with your mind. But be strong, be steadfast, be unmovable. That's what the world is lacking in so many areas today. People don't stop being steadfast. They don't stop being unmovable. They just easy to just push. It's easy for the devil to just shake them. And don't be them type of people that, I'm all about God this minute, the next minute. Oh, God is the last thing on mine, because I'm over here doing what I want to do, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever your situation is. No, you got to be unmovable. You got to be steadfast. that's what God, that's how he created us to be. So it's not like it's something we got. That's he created. It's in us. It's already in us. All we got to do is activate it. So be strong, be unmovable, be steadfast. No matter what family you grew up in, no matter how you grew up, no matter what you dealt with, no matter what, whatever darts the life throw, we all, life throws some good and some bad and some ugly. And it's up to us what we going to do with it. And through God, we can master anything.
Woo-wee! When I tell you she set it on fire, she set it on fire. Wow, 100% accurate. We got a lot of people that are tuned in around the globe. And I wanted to make sure that not only did the believers get the message, but the non-believers had the framework too, in order to hold on just a little while longer. Because, see, tomorrow will come. You just got to believe it. You got to see that thing before you even see it. That's called faith. You got to know before you know and declare it and decree it no matter what is happening around you. And that's so beautifully stated, so well stated. One of the things you mentioned was making sure that you watch the things that the type of people that you're around, right? Because that negative, boy, that negative energy, to latch on so quick, it's always looking for somebody to latch on to. You know, it always needs a minion to do its next deed. So trust
me,
stay away from negativity.
Yes.
But the other piece of that is social media and the things you watch on TV also have a lot to do with that as well. Stay away from a lot of that negative behavior and those negative thoughts that can take over your mind as you're viewing them social media. And block and delete the people you need to block and delete in order to move forward with your life. Get them negative folks off your social media page.
Yes. Amen.
T. Smiley wanted to say something. I'm sorry, T. Smiley. Me and Miss Regina done got on a tangent. We trying to help the people.
Well, no, I was just listening to what y'all was saying. One thing I just wanted to add to that, you know, if you're going through some things and you know you're miserable, not necessarily miserable, but, you know, if you down and you're always thinking negative and you need that help, one thing I would say is just remind you, misery love company, you know? So if you're not dishing it, but you're around people that's always dishing, you know, misery, things to keep you down because they down, ain't nobody going to come up. You know what I'm saying? So change your surroundings, change the things that you see, change the things that you hear, change the things that you look at, you know, just change. If you want to change, you got to start with, you know, checking your surroundings. You know, if you're in the house and everything's still the same and everything looked the same every single day and you want that change, and until you get up and move or move some things around and all that, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to stay. You ain't going to never be happy. But until you do something, you put your best foot forward and watch God do the rest.
That's right.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
He will do it. Yes, he will. And what you say, you know, it's power in the tongue. It's power in the words that we say. It's power in your that tongue is very powerful. So be careful. Watch what you say. Don't get upset and start letting that tongue go all over the place. So you got to watch that. I mean, the devil is he's tricky. But God, he can guide us and lead us through any and everything. We just have to stay focused.
You know, I look at I just thought of something when you were saying that. You know, if you know a hustler is somebody that will talk you real fast through something that'll blow your mind, and you won't know what was said. All you know is he just presented it to me real good, and I can get this, and they said I can do this,
yes,
I can do
sir.
That. It's easy to do that, you know what I'm saying? But the quicker you do that, you know, the quicker you will fall, you know what I'm saying? So it's always good to be observant. And being observant is part of God, because it says, you know, you have to patiently wait, you know, you have to seek my face, you know, you have to do all those things, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes the time ain't your time. You know, sometimes you have to sit there and wait patiently. You got to learn patience. If you ain't got patience, you know,
yes,
God
sir.
Is patient.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he is. He's very patient.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And, you know, a lot of times, and this is just, you know, a fact, you know, people will get, they'll stop believing because God didn't answer them right then, you know.
Yes.
Or because January 7, 2018, somebody was taken away. And so I stopped believing, you know. And so a lot of people, they stop believing for those reasons, you know. And this right here, this entire conversation should give you hope. Reading this book entitled I Can't Handle This By Myself will give you hope to keep hanging on a little while longer. Matter of fact, to keep you hanging on a lot while longer, because, you know, at the end of the day, we can keep saying a little while longer, a little while longer, a little while longer. No, we need to keep going for the longevity. We need to see the end. See what the end's gonna be. I don't want it to be a. I don't want just a little. I don't want a little bit. I want a lot of my days. I want all of my days. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so but sometimes people need to be able to see it bit piece by piece and bit by bit. I've gotten to a place in my life where I understand what God is doing, even when those storms are manifesting around me. You know what I'm saying? I know how to continue to pray, and so that I can be steadfast and unmovable. I have removed a lot of the all of the negativity that was surrounding me.
Amen.
You know, which meant I had to shave off some friends, some amigos. Had
That's
to
right.
go.
Some family? Yes, yes. You got to get rid of some family members too sometimes. Yes,
and,
yes,
and
yes.
I think people fall apart because they feel like they're going to lose out, or they don't want such and such to stop loving them. Sometimes you got to break away for you. You got to break away for you. If they gonna stop loving you now, they gonna stop loving you tomorrow. It don't matter what you gotta do. What you gotta do for you. If the love is there and that family member is gonna love, they gonna love you either way. But some people, because they're so selfish, and people need to realize that, because some people are so selfish, they're not gonna let you go. You have got to
go. Yes, they want to keep you where they at. That's nowhere.
That's right. That's right.
You have some family. You have some family, some friends.
Oh, go ahead, Miss Regina.
Oh, you have some family. You have some friends that want to keep you just where they at, and that's nowhere. Mm-hmm. Keep you, have you going just where they going, and that's nowhere. They 30, 40, 50 and up, and they still in the same position they was in when they was 15, when they was 20. So those people that are negative, that has all that negative energy, you can't hang around all that and keep dealing with all that and think that you can change and you're going to be better. Because you're not going to be better than that if you don't get yourself around something better to where you are doing better by yourself. So it starts with you.
Incredible. I love it. I absolutely love it. Beautiful. Absolutely incredible. If you're just tuning in, thank you all for who are tuned in on the phone lines and online tonight. We appreciate your presence. If you're just tuning in, we have the incredible author Regina Turner with us tonight. She is also the CEO of RL Managerial Company. Let's talk more about RL Managerial Company.
Yes, ma'am. That's a company of mine that I'm actually getting up off the ground now. I'm looking for contracts. I'm receiving some and just trying to get that company up off the ground. And I came up with that, in the field that I work, nothing but it's office stuff. So I decided that I wanted to just do things that's pertaining to helping a business grow from the, helping it grow from the bottom on up, helping it from a small business to a mega business. So that's my goal, to start to help small companies turn into a mega company. So that, of course, the name of it is RL Managerial. And my number, my email, and everything is online. If you want to contact me, My number is 903-851-7139. My website is myprofessionalassistant.net. So just reach out, shoot me a text, shoot me an email, and trust me, we'll get that business going the way it needs to go.
I love it. I love it. Tell me more about some of the things that you do in order to help a business grow. Is that more finances or more administrative, more setting up the actual setting up of like LLCs and all that kind of stuff?
More administrative. Mine is more administrative. So most companies that I have been dealing with, they're just getting up off the ground. Like I have one company that's just getting up off the ground that I'm going to be working with within the next month or so, creating forms for this company, just getting it pulled up because it's starting at the bottom, and we're going to work this way up with this company, and this company is going to be something great and something successful. But it's administrative work, so yes.
I love it. You're
looking for somebody to create forms, to get your files and everything in order, get to where you need to be to get your company running, I am that person.
I love it. Every company needs a managerial company to assist them with ensuring that they have all of those things aligned and in order. I'm telling you, because when those auditors come through, woo-wee! Oh, man, you want to at least be organized, seriously, and this is the way to do it. So check out RL Managerial Company, myprofessionalassistant.net, myprofessionalassistant.net, or you can dial 903-851-7139. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Really quickly before we go, let's talk about what's coming up next. Book number two.
Yes, ma'am. Book number two. I just went to New York and finished that book. Just about 2 weeks ago, we just come back from New York and I finished that book. And that book is going to be titled, Oh My God, What Have I Done? And it will be out after the first of the year. I'm not for sure exactly what month it'll go on sale, but we will be putting it out there once the Christian Publishing give us a sale date. But that's the title of that book number two, and book number two piggybacks book number one. Book number one is a little mini novel. Book number two be a little thicker than this one, but it piggybacks. And if you have questions about some things in book number one, which is I can't handle this by myself, then you wait on book number two. Book number two.
I love it.
That's the book.
I love it. Let's talk about where we can find book number one, I can't handle this by myself.
It's in Barnes & Noble. Amazon. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon and ebook.
I love it. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks. Listen, everybody has access to Barnes & Noble. If you don't, there's access to Amazon because you can get it online, and there's also access to eBooks. If you don't want a tangible book in your hand, you can get you an eBook. Whatever it is that you like, she has got you covered. She is the incredible CEO of RL Managerial Company. She's also the author of the book entitled I Can't Handle This By Myself. She is author Regina Turner. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to before you go?
Actually, yes. My family, my whole entire family, which has been they're great. They everything I was going through they didn't know until I wrote this book. Most of them didn't know until I wrote this book. So I shout out to my family, my baby girl Allison, my son David, my daughter Brittany, my grandbabies David the third, Callie, Davion, and Maya, Lachey. So So I shout out to my family, my best half, Adrian Johnson. So I'm shouting out to my family. They all are great people, a great family, and I'm truly blessed.
Amen. I love it. We are just super excited for you, and we're also excited for book number one and book number two that's coming out soon. And is there anything else that we missed? Anything else that we should? Anything else that you're doing that you'd like to promote, or anything else we missed tonight?
No, I think you've covered it. No more than this second book that's coming out and this first one that's already out. You are promoting it, and this second one will be coming out, and hopefully with the second one, look forward to coming back to the show again. And I thank y'all so much for inviting me and allowing me to be a part of your show tonight.
Absolutely. You're so very welcome. We're blessed to have you. And we'll definitely, we've got some other connections to some other radio shows. We can definitely get you plugged into them as well. And so, again, we want to thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
We appreciate it. We enjoyed everything.
Oh, thank y'all. And y'all have a blessed night.
You as well. Check her out at myprofessionalassistant.net. Myprofessionalassistant.net. That's right. The incredible author and CEO, Regina Turner. It goes down on the Kia D Unplugged show every single Monday night. You don't want to miss a thing. You want to check us out every single Monday. If this is your first time here, I appreciate you. Real talk. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show right after this. We got new music.
crazy, sexy kind of fool of it. Want you to give me that good loving. It's therapeutic and it's good for me. It's been a damn hell of a week. It's taken its toll on me. I've been running on empty. Want you to give me that good loving. Want you to give me that good loving. Need to recharge my batteries and find a way to release. Release all this.
Unplugged show, y'all. I was going to rap or hit a tune, but that ain't. Don't do that. You're supposed to be my number one supporter, but I guess you're telling me the truth. Truth is support, huh?
That was more like a two-step, you know what I'm saying? More like a two-step. Somebody said that they was. Somebody said they were dancing in their mind. So.
Shout out to all the people tuned in, listening on their sofas, listening in the bed. If you tuned in at work, shout out to you. Tell your boss to tune in too. I'm just saying, we got it popping over here at We Talk Radio Network. But Wednesday night, I want you to come back at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want you to bring your favorite drink. Like mine is coffee. What's your favorite drink, T. Smiley?
Dr. Pepper.
I was just about to say Dr. Pepper. But I wanted you to say
the doctor. The Dr. Pepper.
The doctor. The doctor's calling you.
The doctor.
I like that deep voice. That's nice. My bad. Oh, my bad. So Wednesday night, I want you to come back with your drink. Coffee, tea, water, a little alcohol, whatever it is you feel. Bring it back 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We're going to have good conversation, all that great stuff. We'll have a Hot Topic panelist there. T. Smiley will be there. Fernice will be there. I will be there. It's going to go down. Okay. This Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then check out T. Smiley on Saturday. T. Smiley has a show for the cavemen, for all the men around the globe. Y'all need to be tuned in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. He goes live. It goes down. Tell them about your show, T. Smiley.
Yeah. I think this weekend we're gonna have some topics, man. Mm-hmm. I know we be having topics and things like that, but I wanna have some fun, man. We be having some good conversations over there on the Cave Radio Show. We definitely talking sports. We're gonna be talking about the Cowboys, you know,
yeah.
Those of y'all following the Cowboys, you know, since we're here in the DFW area, you know, we got a salute to the Cowboys. They now 4-1. And that's without Dak Prescott.
Your homeboy.
Hopefully he'll be back, you know, when they get ready to play the Eagles this weekend, you know, hopefully so. Just hope they don't lose. But anyway, that's
what
some of the things.
What happens if they lose?
That's some. Nope. That's okay. Some of the things we're gonna talk about on my show coming up this weekend. So getting ready for a big rival game this weekend, Cowboys versus the Eagles. So it's going down, man. Y'all, if y'all want to come in and have a good conversation, come hit me up on 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yep.
Boom, boom. Shout out to my nephew, Isaiah Davis. He actually plays for the South Dakota Jackrabbits. He is amazing.
Jackrabbits.
His season is going well also. So y'all make sure y'all check out the Jackrabbits. They're always on, you know, on planning. You know, they play the teams. They, you know, they're on TV. So just check him out. Isaiah Davis. He's holding it down. And let's see here. I sent you a good topic for your show, T. Smiley. I really did. Now,
that'd be something to talk about.
I'm telling you, I'll be on them topics, but we're going to have some good topics on Wednesday night also. So we're going to check us out Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and check us out on Sundays too. We have a whole lineup. It starts at 10 a.m. On Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., it's the Shine Lord Radio Show. 7 p.m., Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. And then at 9 p.m., it's the E-Man After Show. Now, all week long on this show, all week long at 10 a.m., you can check out the Shine Lord Radio Show. We're doing a Shine Lord Radio Show marathon all week long at 10 a.m. So check it out. Come back and get your blessings. You've been looking for a blessing. Come back and get it because that's where it is. Now, I got something I want to play real quick for those. Earlier today, we were talking about people, you know, that you need to get rid of. Negative energy, negative people, you know what I mean? Seriously, you know, these people are wasteful in your life. Get rid of them. Seriously, how do you do that? Cut them off, block them, stop calling, take them off your social media. You can even tell them, hey, listen, I don't have time for the negativity right now. I did that. I told somebody that. And it didn't go so well. And guess what? My peace is at ease, okay? I have a lot of peace in my life after I actually said that to a couple people. So I got a song I want to play just for those people right now who need to get out of your life. This is what you need to tell them, okay? Real talk. Right here, this song right here is by a girl named Ndombi. Ndombi was a background singer for Erykah Badu for a long time. And then she, I think in 2008, 2009, decided to go solo. And she was with Erica, you know, at the height of her career, you know, doing major things. And in 2009, I actually got an interview with Ndombi. And when I tell you this, this interview was the highlight for me of my career. It was really the beginning. I shouldn't say it was a highlight. It was one of the highlights of my career, but it was the beginning of the beginning for me. You know, I had already done some interviews at that point, but this was the first one that was like a celebrity interview for me. I absolutely loved that interview. Her name is Ndombi, and this is a hit right here. As a matter of fact, y'all know Erykah Badu. She sings those hits, "You Better Call Tyrone." That's right. Well, Ndombi, again, she...
Call him.
TJ said, call him. For real. But Ndombi, of course, was one of her background singers. And once she broke off from being a background singer and she started her own thing, one of her first major hits was this song right here. And the title of it is entitled Can't Hardly Wait. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show. We are live tonight. This is not a recorded show. We live right here on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
I don't know why I keep
with you.
When you spend my money, should I keep right on
with you.
At times it's funny, but I keep right on
with you.
They tell me run, leave, but I won't not keep on
messing with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
messing with you.
I can't hardly wait. Celebrate me, oh, but I keep
with you.
You go out, but never with me. Still, I keep on
with you.
You're always competing, and I keep right on
with you.
And I started resenting, but I keep right on
with you.
I can't hardly wait. You.
I won't let you down. Just give me a chance and I'll clown. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I'll smile and frown. Come again, cause it's just my style. Yeah.
Online, the letter Q and then M-O-O-R-E, Q Moore. Me and TJ absolutely love Q Moore. We actually went to, what was that? What was his concert that we went to, T Smiley?
I can't think of what the name of it was, but we went out and seen Mr. Q Moore performing outside of this nice, I think it was a hotel or a restaurant. It was something like that. Man, he performed Chocolate Daddy, and me and Miss Kid D, we got chested. See, we bought a Chocolate Daddy shirt, so we wore our shirt and supported Mr. Q Moore. And also, man, hey, check this out. He's going to be performing at our wedding. I got to make sure he play that live. They got to play that live.
Boom, live. January 15th is going down. That's my birthday, y'all. I'm getting married on my birthday. Isn't that crazy? I love it. I'm actually excited about that part. So don't forget to check us out on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the Shine Lord Radio Show. As a matter of fact, every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Sunday, not Saturday, because T. Smiley goes live on Saturday at 10. But all this week, you can check him out, the Shine Lord Radio Show, as we do the Shine Lord Radio Show Marathon this week. Again, check out all of our other shows as well, because it goes down on We Talk Radio Network. We hold it down over here. Great conversation, great music, extraordinary guests from around the globe, listeners from around the globe, conversation that rules the nation. That's what we do over here. So we're excited again. We thank you for tuning in. and being a part of the network tonight. I appreciate it. If you tuned in tonight, do me a favor. It's one extra small step, right? Go to our YouTube page and hit that subscribe button. Go to We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio Network. And hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, make some comments on our videos. We've got some great content there. You can check out some of our live events that we've done, as well as our radio shows. You can check those out online at on YouTube as well. So just shortened versions of our radio shows. They're a lot of fun, so go check those out. And then while you're doing that, slide on over to Instagram and find us at We Talk Radio Network over there, and go hit that subscribe bell, you know, hit that like bell, follow, that's it. You follow it. Follow on Instagram. Go hit that follow button. Then slide on over to Facebook, okay? And follow us over there. We everywhere. Go to TikTok. Follow us over there. We got all kinds of content, all kinds of stuff. We love what we do. Our entire team loves what we do. And if you want to, you know, leave us a comment about a great topic that we just may not have heard about, or a song that we need to know about, or an artist, or whatever it is, let us know. Go to WeTalkRadio.com. And listen, you can go to the contact us button right at the very top right-hand corner and leave us a message and just let us know whatever it is you want to let us know. We love corresponding with our listeners, and we look at y'all like family. Everybody's, you know, we like family around here. That's what we do. So I'm going to have T. Smiley pray us out tonight because, you know, it's about that time, T. Smiley. It literally is that time right now.
Listen, ain't going to hold us. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for just allowing us to see one more day, God, that wasn't promised to us, God. We ask that you just continue to pray and be with us all throughout the week long, God. Shield and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Be with our families, the ones that we see every day, the ones that we don't see every day, God. Touch them, God. Continue to cover them, God, as they continue throughout the week as well, God. And we ask that you just see us again here on Wednesday night, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all again so much for being here, being a part of the show. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. We're going to go out tonight on a song. This song right here, this young man actually supports me and We Talk Radio Network and T. Smiley. He likes and comments and all that good stuff on all our social media stuff. So I want to show him some love right now. He was actually a guest, I think, last month on the network. His name is Wade C. Long, W-A-D-E, Wade C., the letter C, last name Long. I want y'all to go check him out on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. He's got a new single entitled Electricity. And I'm going to play that right here tonight. So thank you all again so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on your favorite listening station. What station is that, Keith Smiley?
We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
I missed you right, girl. With you. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there. And I can assure you, God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.